This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for January 11th. I'm Paul Plack. The Air Transport Association of America says costs for the airline industry in the third quarter of 2010 rose 5% compared to the same period in 2009, outpacing the U.S. Consumer Price Index. The U.S. Department of Transportation has assessed a civil penalty of $125,000 against Mesaba Aviation for violating rules protecting air travelers with disabilities. The U.S. Army has awarded a $15 million contract for production of a low-light-level TV capability called V-Insight to Lockheed Martin for the Apache's combat-proven Arrowhead night vision system. Macaulay Propeller Systems has won a contract from General Atomics Aeronautical Systems for testing and production of a new four-blade metal prop for the Predator B. Almost 100 RAF pilots will be coming this year to Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska to train to fly the RC-135 rivet joint reconnaissance aircraft. The UK has been okayed to purchase three of the planes during the next 7 years. Four new FA-18F Super Hornets were delivered to Royal Australian Air Force Base Amberley last month, expanding the fleet there to 15. The delivery enabled the RAAF to achieve initial operating capability with Super Hornet Squadron No. 1. And a team of researchers based at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, has applied state-of-the-art seismological techniques to Apollo-era data and finds that our moon has a core similar to the Earth's. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Doug Stewart of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators offers background on this May's National Flight Training Reform Symposium in Atlanta. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.